From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges of tampering with potential witnesses while free on bail. Here's AP's Chad Day.
What they're revealing in these court filings is that Manafort repeatedly reached out to these people in an attempt to make them change their stories. He called them at times, and then other times he used encrypted apps on his phone. And these text messages, or these texts that were exchanged, were actually turned over to the special counsel's office last month in May, at least according to this filing.
Manafort, the former Trump associate to go to prison, he is the first, was indicted last week on two counts of obstruction of justice and conspiracy that is to obstruct justice, in connection with attempting in recent months to influence the testimony of two unidentified cooperating witnesses. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the new charges. President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says then-FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continuing to try to blame Democrats, his political rivals, for actions that separate children from parents when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. A new bill says children who cross the border with their parents can only be released to their parents. Right now, they are separated by Trump administration edict. This is VOA News. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of the Ramadan holy month. The holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for the whole month. These are sounds of people gathered in Gaza near the border with Israel for prayer on the first day of the Eid al-Fitr festival. In Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani touted a three-day ceasefire with the Taliban and an address to the nation to mark the Eid holiday. The ceasefire lasts through Sunday. President Ghani also on Friday telephoned leaders in neighboring Pakistan to confirm that a U.S. drone attack this past week in an eastern Afghan border region killed the leader of the outlawed Pakistan Taliban. Confirmation came a day after a U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, told VOA the drone strike had eliminated Mullah Fazlullah. Trump administration has announced a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, and China has retaliated with $50 billion in tariffs. AP's Mike Hemman reporting.
PNC Financial Services Group senior economist Bud Adams says this is not a trade war, but trade friction between the world's two largest economies.
The risk of a trade war is probably still low, although the impact would be large.
Adams says financial markets, which were rattled when China announced its retaliation, will continue to be up and down.
It creates a little more uncertainty for financial markets.
President Trump has vowed to crack down on what he believes are China's unfair trade practices and efforts to undermine U.S. technology and intellectual property. Mike Hemp in Washington.
U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson spent more time in space than any other American, has retired. During her career, 665 days in space, President Trump honored her for that accomplishment in April of last year.
Dr. Whitson, I just, congratulations. Amazing. What an amazing thing that you've done. Everybody here, I know your family, but everybody here is incredibly proud of the record you just broke. I hope that every young American watching today finds in your example, a reason to love space and think about space, because many great things are going to come out, tremendous discoveries in medicine and so many other fields.
Whitson was also the first woman to command the International Space Station, holding that position twice, and the oldest woman ever to fly in space. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.